On this episode, we build our very own Walt Disney World Festival right on the spot and get a little help from Wonderland Crew. Today's February 8th, 2022, and this is episode 433 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And finally, if you're getting ready to plan your next Disney or Universal vacation, maybe you're looking to go on a cruise or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, visit msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience, and fill out a form for a free quote. All right, guys, this is going to be a very interesting episode as we are doing something that we've really never done. We have done some episodes where we've gone live in our Patreon group at wonderlandcrew.com. And, you know, we've just wanted them to be involved. But this time is almost, I'm trying to think of what this would be like. This is a improv episode, should we say, right?
Shall we dare say?
So we earlier went live in Wonderland Crew. We were asking for some ideas on an episode. We got
Teresa
some wonderful
Bryan.
Thoughts. Yeah, Teresa Bryan came up
Thank
with
you.
An awesome idea of why don't we build our own festival at Disney?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would love another festival at Epcot. And then the best part is she said,
yes.
It can be at any park.
Yes.
Right? So what we're going to do today is we are live right now inside of our Wonderland Crew group, our Facebook group. And if you go to wonderlandcrew.com, you can check out, it's a Patreon group. It supports the show. It helps us cover all costs for hosting equipment, doing certain things at Disney. You know, this weekend coming up, we're doing more Festival of the Arts. We're staying at Boardwalk Inn. We are going
flying
to
fish.
Yeah, Flying Fish.
Abracadabra.
We're looking at doing
Cirque
de
Soleil. Michael are going to be there with us.
Haleo. So,
Haleo. Chuck and Ally. All of this.
Amazing
stuff.
All of this goes directly back into the show.
Oh, 100%.
And so we really appreciate y'all. And
we do.
Here's how we're going to do this.
Okay.
The only notes we have today is I have a small list of, let's see, 7 items that we think should be involved in a Disney festival.
Okay.
We have not discussed any of this. We are going to go off the cuff. And if Wonderland Crew members, as they are watching right now, want to comment and add their own thoughts or ideas, we would absolutely love it. This can almost be like we don't want this just to be a Jeremy and Rhonda built festival. This can be almost a Wonderland Crew built festival.
Ooh, I like that.
So here's what we're going to do first. We got to decide on a park. Now, you and I did have a slight conversation about this earlier.
You said Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
We are going to choose to make our Main Street Magic designed festival in Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy. Next, though, we're going to need a name, right?
Can I say what I said?
You can. Yeah. What do you think?
Earth and Fire.
Earth and Fire.
Ooh.
Okay. And this is where we just want to have the conversation, you know, because this is what we would normally do ahead of time.
Rachel needs her own booth.
She needs her own booth. She can have her own booth.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we would normally do ahead of time is we would sit down and say, all right, let's pick a park. Let's pick a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick a name. Let's pick the booth. Let's pick all this stuff.
Right.
Earth and Fire. Why? I understand Earth.
Because,
where's fire coming from?
I don't know. I thought Animal Kingdom and a lot of obviously Earth. Because it's, you know, animals and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know, it just sounded fun with fire. So I was honestly thinking, like, you know, some of those booths will have like a spicier aspect of it.
Ooh, okay. Because we are looking at some of these different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I would throw out.
Not like fire, like actual like heat fire, but
maybe. But I could see a lot of the booths having you know, open grills and traditional styles of cooking with actual fire.
Right. And I was going to say, you know, so when you go to Animal Kingdom, you have the Tree of Life. And I just kind of think like almost like going to, oh my gosh, Lion King.
Yeah.
Where, you know, and they sing the Circle of Life, and, you know, you have earth and you have, and then, you know, the fire will eat it up, but then there'll be brand new stuff that is built. And I was kind of like thinking like that as an aspect, but at the same time, just, I thought it was a really cool name. Not gonna lie.
So my thought was, but now I think we can combine these. My thought was to be called a Celebration of Earth.
Okay.
But here's what I'm thinking. We got to have a tagline, maybe. So it is called the Earth and Fire Festival, a celebration of global cuisine.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I do.
Okay. All right. So we've got Animal Kingdom Park, the Earth and Fire Festival, a celebration of global cuisine. Now, I think that leads directly into the next thing, which is theming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I don't. What kind of overall theming are we looking at? And you know what? Let's tie this right now into merchandising. And I assume, is Simba our iconic character as a Spike the Bee for Flower and Garden, as a Figment for Festival of the Arts?
Absolutely.
Because
then that's where I think
Remy,
of like
that. So yes! We're gonna go. So we think Simba can be the overall arching iconic character that the merchandise and everything that is going to go around, right? So we have kind of our theme, our merchandise. All right, what's the popcorn bucket? You know, because there is that Simba as a baby popcorn bucket that's still out there and he's like hanging a little bit. He's got his paws up. What do you think would be a specific popcorn bucket? I'm going to be honest. We talked about this recently in
Tree
our
Life.
Q&A. I mean, I know that... We talked about that being a thing around all parts. Tree of Life popcorn bucket.
Would be phenomenal.
Would be absolutely unbelievable.
Fan-freaking-tastic, man.
Fan-freaking-tastic. With a strap that is then maybe geared much towards the Simba and the Lion King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
What merchandise items or styles would you love to see that could potentially relate to this? Like, I'm trying to think of the colors. I think, obviously, we're going to use a lot of earthy tones.
Yeah. Golds.
Golds. Yep. Golds, greens, browns, tans.
Yep.
Are we going to throw in some fire? Where are you going to get the fire from? The reds, the oranges, which still fit in really well.
Absolutely. All of that.
I mean, think about the scene in Lion King with all the fire.
When Scar has depleted everything, and then there's lightning that crashes down and makes fire across the fjord of...
Did you say fjord? Yeah. Well done. I think a fjord has to involve water, though, doesn't it? Isn't a fjord?
It is raining.
It's your river,
and then
river fjord.
Like, it finally like has the river back. There is a river in The Lion King. So Allison said Kevin would be a funny mascot.
I would take a Kevin popcorn bucket
over the Tree of Life. Can I
have both?
Yes.
No,
you can.
That's actually wonderful.
Yes.
And you're bringing in a wonderful idea of up. Man, maybe that. Okay, that goes into then. All right. Well, let's move on next to. I think this is going to actually segue into our next, which is going to be. Well, I'm going to go straight to entertainment real quick. I want to save the booths for last. Okay. Let's go into entertainment. I'm going to hold on to this Kevin idea because I think it's brilliant.
Well, entertainment, absolutely.
Kevin's going to walk around.
So what did we watch recently that I said, let's put this as the new, let's take away the dog and
The
bird show.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't remember what you said.
Seriously?
What did you pick really to go in there?
This is where I'd be like, push pause.
But I'd like.
Because I don't remember.
No, but I would like to see entertainment. And we have some. You know, we have some of this wonderful streetmosphere. I would like to see more. I would like to see specifically for this festival a, because I want everything to be about food. I want to see Kite Tales, maybe go away just for this festival. It can come back and be hilarious after. Is there something else
that you would put on in that situation?
Man, you know, it stinks because I would bring back something similar to Rivers
of Light. Oh, I remember what it was. Encanto.
Oh, Encanto.
So remember when the little boy gets his gift? All right, spoiler
alert.
You
did not mention this before. I don't think you've mentioned this before. On an episode?
Yes, I did. No, to you personally. So,
where was I?
Right there, who I was talking to. So, the little boy gets his gift and he can talk to animals. Well, the bird, the toucan comes in, he flies in. Oh my God. That would be amazing for the bird show where they take away the dog and the guy that's the Boy Scout. What's his name? I don't remember his name. But anyways,
Russell.
Russell and Doug, right? The up people.
We're not big up. Oh my goodness. People
up was
hate
a
us.
Great movie.
For the first 5 minutes.
Okay. It's a great movie all around. I just don't love the characters. Please, please, please don't hate me. I love all y'all. Please don't hate me. But literally, oh my God, that's awesome. Allison, sorry. I just saw this. She said, Kevin could be our scavenger hunt. We need a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And Kevin looking for his babies.
I love that.
Which is, I do too. So we're going to use that.
We're
anyways,
using that 100%.
But back to changing literally... the bird show, I would love to see the Encanto little boy and the birds.
That is a genius idea. Yeah, Antonio.
Antonio.
He gets his gift and it could it could literally be that presentation of him getting his gift and
then talking to the birds.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's no lions and there's no, or tiger or whatever it was.
Or bears.
Correct.
Oh my.
But what are the little, rodents that were there too. There's just so many animals for him. But what is really cool to me is the toucan that ends up going with the main girl that has no gift.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed
are you
to
asking
say
me?
Her name.
Oh my goodness. You already put him on
Mirabelle.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Mirabelle.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the current show.
No. Sorry.
Okay. Encanto. So
anyways, yeah. That's what I think.
Okay, so that'll be a good source of entertainment. I would still like to be something similar to a nighttime show.
Oh, yeah.
Like Rivers of Light that, again, will... I want it to highlight culture. And
so what would you do?
Well, we'll get into the booths because we're going to talk about some things. Here, okay, I'm trying to think of where we want to go with this, with the booths. Scavenger Hunt. Allison.
Absolutely. Love it.
Kevin looking for her babies.
So cool.
I think is amazing.
Absolutely.
So what we plant is throughout all of these areas or each food booth would be much like an Epcot, a small ceramic, whatever replica of the different babies that would then be, put with things from that country or culture.
Yeah.
And you have to go around and find them.
Absolutely.
What would your gift be, do you think, at the end of that? So maybe we do this, right? We go with the Tree of Life popcorn bucket. But then your gift or your prize for the scavenger hunt, the Kevin's scavenger hunt, is it's got to be some sort of Kevin-related item. Maybe there's a series of, I'm trying to think, like, you know what? Here's a good one.
Kevin plates?
Well, I'm trying. We need something that is recyclable. We need something like, maybe it's some sort of... all right, there's four different designs of pots. And with them...
What kind of pots?
Is like those seeds. No, the seeds that it's literally like a bag of seeds that you literally just plant the entire thing in the ground.
That'd be super cool.
To grow a tree.
Oh, maybe not a tree, but maybe like...
Well, some sort of plant. And something. I think it needs to be a good indoor, colorful, tropical-looking plant, but it needs to be able to be grown anywhere. It needs to be indoor, though.
Plumeria.
Can those be indoor? Or do they need a lot of sunlight? Plumeria would be... It could literally have the little plumeria stick in it. That's what we have out back, right? Yep. You can cut the stuff off and give to people.
Yep. That's what I was thinking, kind of that.
If that has a possibility to grow inside, that would be really, really good. But any sort of tropical looking plant that can grow inside, it's not a annual, perennials are year round, right?
So, and the plumeria, I don't remember, but the plumeria, unfortunately, even being in Florida, loses all of its leaves completely. It looks like a stick.
It looks like a dumb stick.
Yeah.
Big dumb stick.
I can take a picture.
With lots of other dumb sticks sticking out of the first dumb stick.
I can take a picture and post it under this feed that we're doing. But golly, when it does come out, it's gorgeous. Beautiful. We have a white one. I would love, and a lot of times for Festival of the Art, Flower and Garden. I'm like, I knew it as soon as I said it. It's a lot of Flower and Garden. When you're going around, they have this. Yeah. And 95% sure that when one time we went, we were there with our friends, Tina and Rob, and Tina bought one, but you need to like pretty much put it in the soil quite quick, like when you get home. And again, we were in St. Augustine, so we were there, and she just, when she got home, she just forgot, and long story short, it died / stunk or something. But I mean, like, for example, if we go to when we go to Flower and Garden, if they have it, I'm totally going to buy one. And I'll want like a pink and see what other colors. I do believe there are multiple other colors, which are so beautiful. And they smell so good.
I love this plumeria because you can literally go and you can cut off a little piece and you can gift them to people.
Correct.
Like our neighbor gifted ours to us. We've given one to your mom, my mom, and Tina.
And maybe we could like have like the gift almost like have divine... part, like not part of it, but like, ooh, like she's like not giving it away, but it's all in the earth and divine.
Because that's what I
maybe
think.
Even part, like maybe you can pick a plumeria, maybe you can pick a divine, which then it'll grow a vine instead of an actual.
Okay, so we have four different decorated pots with a selection of four different seedlings that can go in it.
Yeah.
Can we mix and match, or you're putting these together? Are all four pots, like, you know what I mean? Like, are we having a Kevin pot that has a very tropical looking indoor flower, and then you're having a divine pot that'll grow vines. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to match them up.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Look at you. Go, you go, girl. All right.
Thanks, babe.
What we got to move on to. Well, actually, before we move on to food boost, how do you think, because everything that we do with this festival being an animal kingdom has to be about conservation, has to be about the earth,
absolutely,
it has to be about saving the planet.
Absolutely.
What is a way you think we can work in Bug's Life or something?
Show.
Oh, it's a wonderful show. Do we just put more, what if... Here's
well,
the
if you really want to do it, part of me says just put it with the scavenger hunt and you have to go in and watch it. You know,
I was just
going like to
say that. I'm not kidding. I was literally just going to say that. That one of the finds is actually in A Bug's Life so that people go in and they understand and experience that. Okay, there we go. We've roped them in. All right. What's most important at any festival, other than saving the planet, it's very, very, very important, and merchandising is the booth.
So when we were at lunch today, it was so flipping cool because, you know, they were doing, first of all, it was a full bar, but they also had beer where you could buy, and they had the 2-6-pack where they had the...
The
plastic
that holds your six packs together.
Super cool to watch the guy, instead of just throw it in the trash, cut it all. So literally saving the animals if it got, unfortunately, into the ocean.
And that's super what cool. I think. Well, I think that's something that this festival can really focus on is those little details. You know,
I agree.
We've talked about Awesome Planet over at Epcot. Why is it at Epcot? I know it's in the land pavilion, and there's Living with the Land. I mean, really, you should pick up Living with the Land and Awesome Planet and drop them in Animal Kingdom and it would fit.
100%.
So I would like to see some different, and this goes back to the entertainment, I would like to see some sort of shows or films, but they've got to be interesting. They have to, you know, compel you to actually watch them while you want to save the planet. And I think that's something we could go in with the Antonio Encanto show and the, you know, the wild bird thing. So I think that would be really, really cool, is just to make sure you have some of that. But as far as the booths go.
Yep. Let's get to the food, right, man.
Let's start with, you're coming in and you have the Oasis as you overlook Discovery Island and the Tree of Life. For these booths, what do you think about these? I don't think in this entire aspect we need to involve any sort of North American booths. Honestly. Okay. Do we want booths in the Oasis and Discovery Island area?
Yeah.
Do we?
Absolutely.
Do we want a booth outside of Bug's Life where you can get like fried crickets or something? Fried cricket tacos or something? Is that not going to, nobody's going to buy those, are they? So we're not going to mess with that.
I would not do that. But it goes very well with Simba and the whole, all right, let's say this. We could say that. Like a fried cricket situation, but it's really
something else.
Something else.
Okay.
Like it's like pork or I don't know. Okay.
Well, let's do this. Let's start because I don't think you need anything as soon as you walk in the Oasis, right? Like you walk into Animal Kingdom, you've got Discovery Trading Post, you know, you've got all that. You're looking at the Tree of Life. We probably don't need to gum that up with a booth. Let's just head right around first to Dino Land. Which is a former shell of itself with no primeval whirl. I have an idea for a Dino Land booth. Okay. I think everything needs to be huge. We have brontosaurus ribs.
Okay.
Which are those big, giant, rib.
Okay.
Larger than life foods. We're not a big fan of turkey legs, but you have, pterodactyl legs.
Okay.
And it's a turkey leg.
I like that.
Right? Maybe you have a dish that includes an ostrich egg, which could like feed your whole family. It might be too big. But I want to see larger than life food.
Yeah, I
can
see that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like when you do like the ostrich egg, you know, and then of course, obviously say ostrich egg, but then it's a situation where you're actually doing there's obviously multiple,
I'm thinking of an actual ostrich egg.
I know.
But it's presented.
Right.
It's actually presented in a container. Some sort of,
looks like an ostrich egg. And then
an egg drop soup that is presented in a container, a keepsake container.
Yes.
That looks like
an ostrich egg. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That might be cool.
That'd be cool.
So Dinoland is going to have this ostrich egg drop soup.
Yep.
And we're not going to go through, we probably can't do every menu as we go through this, but off the top of our heads.
But Rachel did say, fribs would
those
work.
Those big, those ones you see them at barbecue joints, you call it a brontosaurus rib.
Yep.
Right? I still think you could get away with the turkey legs and call it like a pterodactyl leg or something like that. I just want something that is larger than life through all of those. We are going to move our way around to Everest in Asia.
Okay.
And what here I think we can represent a lot is booths from China.
Okay.
We can do Japan. India.
Ooh, India food.
Would be so good with your bread service and all, right?
Yes.
Indonesia. We do not see Indonesian style foods at the Epcot festivals. Pakistani food.
Yeah.
I think would be absolutely amazing.
100%.
So we could have 4 or 5 booths there from probably maybe 4 or 5 of the most populated countries inside of Asia.
And of course, if you're going to do China, like some sushi situation where, so Epcot has a sushi donut, you have a sushi tree. How about a sushi bird? Or a sushi, like a different style of, they can shape rice into anything,
right? Yeah.
So let's do a sushi something of, like, a bird or Kevin. like a sushi Kevin. You can eat your own Kevin.
But you could actually take the colors of fish and vegetables to lay it over and look like Kevin. Going back, though, because I'm actually thinking, you know what? We were talking about outside of It's a Bug's Life, where would a booth be?
Uh-huh.
That's where the meet and greet is for Doug and Russell. A Paradise Falls booth.
What's that?
Well, Paradise Falls is where they go and up.
Oh.
So, but I see this being very, very light flavors, almost Caribbean style.
What about curry?
Well, curry's going to be with our probably with our Indian booth over in Asia.
Love me some curry.
Before we start to head
How
our
about
way,
a Lebanese.
Yep. That'd be good. That would be delicious. I want foods. You know what? I don't. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. I don't want China. I don't want Japan. I don't want the ones you can get at the other festivals at Epcot.
Right.
So let's focus on more of Indonesia, Pakistan, Lebanese. Bangladesh, Vietnamese,
okay.
Turkish food. Let's focus on ones that aren't at the other festivals.
Oh, speaking of that, don't we let's do a walkabout.
Okay.
So what about a curry stroll slash a stroll of... Ooh. And I can't say anything. That was Rachel's idea. I'm like,
100%
cannot
Rachel's
take
idea.
Any credit.
All right, we're
going to
do a curry stroll.
Stroll. It doesn't have to be an absolute curry stroll where then you have curry at every single booth, but a stroll of some situations. And then at the end, maybe you get a Kevin cookie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you always get dessert. So a curry stroll could be good.
Yeah.
Here's what I want before we move on to Africa.
Okay.
I think we've covered pretty good with Asia. We can look at some of these things, Turkish dish, Vietnamese, Philippines, Bangladesh, like we talked about, Lebanese, all those types of things. I have said this in the past, which I wish they would do at the Epcot festivals, is I want history behind why these dishes are at that booth. Whether this is... inside of the festival passport, or they actually give you a card. You know, they give you you get the beer flights at Epcot, right? And they give you a card, says the brewery, what it is, all that. I would like each dish to come with a small, maybe keepsake card that tells you about this dish. What is the history? Where did it come
from? Super cool.
Why are you eating this curry dish from the Indian booth? You know, how did it develop?
Oh, I like that.
So that we're learning, like,
Learning from other countries,
from other cultures. Yeah, I want to look growing up, we go to Disney World and we go to Epcot. And as a kid, I'm thinking, why am I on vacation and I'm learning things?
It's fantastic.
No, I hated it.
I know. I got to a point where I remember.
And I love it now.
I just started to say, I got to a point where, I probably hated it, but then it was just so cool. And it's just so cool to learn about other. I mean, Kaylin loves and wants to go to Japan so bad. It's just super cool. So I would, agree. Like, I love
You hear these
dish,
stories.
Like,
well, you hear these stories a lot, like, and you'll read them. All right, where did how did buffalo wings come about? Well, I don't know. There was this little bar up in Buffalo, New York, that somebody came in late and they were out of a sauce, so they took whatever, you know, or some guy was cooking something and it fell in a fryer and he didn't realize he could fry that, and now it's a big thing. I want to know where this. I want to know where sushi comes from. I want to know where all these ideas come from, because I think that's just absolutely incredible. Allison just commented, a sustainable food booth would be unbelievable.
Absolutely.
It's something I still try to understand more, is sustainable foods. I'm thinking of like some sort of, I don't know, like this will sound weird, but knowing that, okay, how would this go? All right. All of these foods, before we move on, are created, harvested from Disney, from Living with the Land.
Oh,
every last one from Living with the Land.
100%.
From things that they do in Animal Kingdom.
Plantains.
And I'm not saying like a, like, you know, I don't know, animal passes away and then they have to cook it for you. But
Anne just made a great point. How about a curry university, a ticketed event like Sangria U that features curry and lassi drinks with history?
Oh, that's genius. I love the idea of a ticketed special event. Because we don't have those back. We don't have those back at the festivals at Epcot. That is a genius idea.
Rachel said, sign me up. Yes.
Rachel said, plant-based dishes should be included in booths around the park. I think a plant-based dish should be included in every single booth throughout this festival. It has to all have at least one fully plant-based dish.
Oh, 1,000%, because we're at Animal Kingdom and like... Some people don't like to eat
How do you feel and what I was going off a little bit ago there was, how do you feel about knowing that every single vegetable was grown in the compost from the animals at Animal Kingdom? Is that not something you want to know?
No, I'd be fine with that, because
like here's just, your veggies. This came from that elephant's poo.
But that's so the circle of life.
I know.
So I would completely, I think, be fine, especially if it tastes amazing, which it's Disney. It will. I think absolutely. Yeah. And that's a lot of times too, where I think honestly, if I really truly sat down and thought about what I eat as meats, and if I thought too much, I'd be vegetarian in a heartbeat. Because
even if all your vegetables are coming from poop.
That wouldn't bother me as much as knowing how an animal is hurt / killed / that's where, like, again, I'm gonna stop talking.
Okay, no, let's do this. Okay,
I just became vegetarian.
All vegetation at these booths is coming from Living with the Land or somewhere on property where it is being grown from the compost, from not only, you know, again, composting basically. Doesn't have to all be poo, right? All of the meats are coming from known sources that are, oh my goodness, what's the word?
Roadkill?
No, oh my goodness. Roadkill.
Just kidding.
They're all from sources that you know, that humane sources. You know that those animals are being slaughtered. I don't want to say slaughtered because that sounds bad. Those animals are becoming your protein through humane ways, right?
Okay.
Humane sources.
Good job.
So everything here has to fit under that bill, right? Curry University.
I love what Jossie just said.
Yeah, so you want to read Jossie's comment? Because I have an idea.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah, Jossie just said...
I'm having a blast.
Yeah, Jossie just said, I love Curry University because curry is different depending on the region it's from, which A... Joss, I had no idea, but B, that's super cool. And she also said cruelty free.
Yes, cruelty free, free range. Grace said
free range. Exactly. I would never want to hurt. And that's where it's just so, like, again, I just became vegetarian. I don't ever want, like, I love animals. Like,
So here's what I'm thinking for Curry University, just like Sangria University, right?
Okay.
You get X number of samples of curried food from different regions,
right?
Like Joss just said. But then at the end, you get to create your own curry with your own spice level that you choose.
Oh,
much like you get to create your own sangria at the end of Sangria University.
I like it.
It'll be a wonderful ticketed event.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is getting good. All right. Okay. Anne said that sourcing of food could be its own mini exhibit showcasing the sustainability work of Animal Kingdom and Walt Disney World in general.
Yep.
I love that too.
I do too. So
a ticketed event, several ticketed events.
And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here while we're talking about this. I not only love, I mean, Disney is freaking phenomenal, but I love that literally, like, I have felt horrible if I can't eat. I have grown up, most of y'all may have in this age group have grown up where you don't finish plate, you can't leave.
Yeah.
We don't do that to our children because I grew up, so I don't know about Jeremy.
Excuse me, similar.
I grew up that way. So with all that being said, my kids do not have to finish their plate as long as they taste it. Excuse me. And again, with that being said, I have literally asked Disney because I have seen my plate and I don't want to take it home. And I've been like, oh, this hurts my heart. What happens? I mean, part of me is like, can I just go take it to a homeless person or something? But here's what's super, super cool about Disney. They actually take all of the food that is wasted and actually turn it into compost and fuel. And
that's what I'm saying about this. Back.
And this is what I absolutely love.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Make this festival about that. Make this known. Make this in the guidebook. And if people don't, or make this with the shows, you know, like like Anna's saying, let's showcase this.
Absolutely. You know? 100%.
And make it in a sense where people have to listen.
Yeah.
You know, I love the McCall show that happens in front of the Tree of Life.
So cool.
But maybe do something like that where even if people don't stand there and go, I'm going to listen to this person talk about composting and sustainability, they almost don't have a choice in passing.
Yeah.
And make it entertaining. Bring characters in. You know, Simba can tell you about the circle of life.
I would say Pumbaa.
Pumbaa can tell you about the circle of life. We could have some wonderfully disgusting looking desserts, but that would be
Allison's
delicious.
Again. Correct.
Yeah.
There could be an entertainment portion about composting and recycling somehow, which again, honestly, let's go back. Prior to COVID, anytime you would go to a nighttime movie at Disney, it was Timon and Pumbaa who talked about.
They did. That was the intro into the movie.
Yes.
Set apart. Yeah.
Yes.
At the resorts, I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're probably still doing it. We just haven't seen one in forever. But
it was
all
about safety.
Well,
maybe we need to do that. It's we the could, first time in forever because it's post. So we're staying at Boardwalk this next weekend, guys.
I will say.
I'm super
Boardwalk has
I'm
the best location for
yep.
the nighttime
the
movies
nighttime
under
movie.
The stars
so
on that
maybe
big lawn.
We can figure it out to be there to see if they are doing prior to it. And see if we see Timon and Pumbaa talking about it's not only safety, it's everything. It's safety. It's I believe, hopefully, you know, like composting and everything. So Rachel says she wants to go to this festival.
I mean,
not
we haven't even gotten to Africa.
And then, I know. And then Grace says, this sounds awesome. I love y'all so much.
Well, let's get around to Africa.
Brought to you by JPEG.
Right.
Composting. Yes, Steve. I hope Disney is listening. This would be a phenomenal festival to have at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's move festivals out of Epcot onto the other parks.
Let's do it. All right, Africa. We can have ones that have not been represented in Epcot previously. Nigeria, Nigerian food, Ethiopian food, I have heard is unbelievable, and I would love to try it and learn more about it. We can look at Egyptian-style foods, things like that. South Africa, Kenya, you know, Uganda. Mm-hmm. All of these different places that I think can be... Because here's the thing, too.
Absolutely.
We go to Epcot, right? What is it? African... It's Africa. Okay.
Right.
Africa is not just one thing.
Right.
Teach me more about it. Teach me the difference between South Africa and up in North Africa. Things like that. Again, into that guidebook or those little placards that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do all that type of stuff. Maybe during this festival, we update the commentary on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
And then I think, depending on where you're eating from and the booths, I think if you go to South Africa, some of the proceeds go back towards South Africa because we know.
Let's do it with every booth.
Exactly, because we know they're starving.
Yeah. We have a lot of what can end up being third world style countries.
Oh, that's going to make me cry.
Let's make all proceeds go back.
Yep. Let's do
that. And let's even do this. At every single booth, there is a collectible pin that you can purchase for maybe $1 more.
Just like they do it anyways.
Yeah.
Where when you buy something, you can donate.
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's make this also really go back to, you know, proceeds and profiting these countries that are really, really, you know, need help. That
all
would
right,
be,
Disney, are you listening?
That would be awesome. All right. you're killing me here now, Rhonda. So we're going to move our way back around to what I think could be a very interesting booth area. And we're going to get into Pandora.
Ooh.
So I think
we got there.
I think we're talking about taking in some of the colorful wonderful dishes that we've brought in for like a Festival of the Arts, and we're going to put them into Pandora. Everything is going to be bright. It's going to be vibrant. It's going to be interesting. You know, we can, again, you could have, I don't know. I don't, you don't want like, you don't want like banshee meals. I don't think though. Right. That would be a bit much. But I'm saying let's have real exciting food. You know, Satelli Canteen. Pongu is amazing.
We've already got all that. So you got to be careful because you don't want to step on their toes.
Right.
So
I think of these all being dessert booths.
I think. Okay.
Or one or two, maybe one dessert booth that is the most colorful, exciting things you've ever seen. And again, conservation is key and rebuilding is key in everything that they do. Build and craft stories, even for these, around why do we have this dessert in Pandora?
Well,
this is the reason why. This is the story. This is the history.
I think because, too, like, I still love the movie.
Yeah.
So I would say because, you know, Sigourney Weaver did what she did, or, you know, he stopped the tree from being killed, or, you know, I mean, just things like that. Oh, dragon fruit should totally be included. Absolutely, Joss.
I want so much dragon
100%.
Fruit. 100%. Actually, here's the thing, 100%. Joss, and I love this idea, is take all those weird fruits we've never heard of. Jackfruit, would be very well done. Some jackfruit tacos, because they look like they're in Pandora. Yeah, dragon fruit, outstanding.
And I think have those, like, things around. Have y'all ever seen a jackfruit? Holy moly.
They're
Publix that we're like, holy moly, this is just crazy. It's just giant. And like,
that
we've never bought
wonderful
one.
Wonderful idea.
Yep.
Let's
and
take
and,
these.
And oh, dragon man. Fruit is beautiful,
and
like the way it is.
Yeah,
and
delicious.
Same thing. Good job,
I mean,
Jossie.
If we go back, you know, we've really talked about food, but obviously there's a lot of beverage, and I would love to know.
Well, yeah, we haven't talked about beverage, but.
But I would love to know the other cultures, what their beverage is.
Yep, I think we just let them do their thing. Like, we don't make it or whatever, you know.
And then it would be so cool for Disney to be able to almost go out and bring for each booth a face to it, so you'd have an ambassador for each booth.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, there would be someone from that specific country that Disney finds that is the ambassador.
Kind of like
maybe they're
Epcot
the one that helps. Yeah, they're the one that helps lead the design of these menus throughout. I want to go to this festival.
We got to get Joe Rohde on one of these.
Oh, Joe Rohde would be heavily involved in all of this.
Yep,
there's got to be like a Rohde shirt or something. You know, like, so, okay, this would be some sort of idea. You know what a roadie is, right?
What do you mean?
Like, roadies are the ones that travel with a band.
Oh,
and they're the ones that set up
the
equipment and all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There should be some sort of roadie shirt where you're team roadie. Like, you're like Joe Roadie's, like, guys, you know, and gals behind the scene.
Okay.
Maybe do some merch around that or something, I think. I don't know. I just, you know, I think they were doing that food tour, that ticketed thing for a while at Animal Kingdom. I just think that Animal Kingdom needs to be, Anne, you are genius and you have had some wonderful ideas. Anne says, this is a beautiful idea. I think Pandora would be a great area for an evening ticketed event, like a dessert experience. Then go to the tree lighting park close with special photo op.
Yes. Wow.
I love this
Anne.
Idea too. Although, Anne, you are causing us to spend a lot of extra money, but I'm down for it. And I will totally do all of these.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
You know, I feel like Epcot is living off of festivals right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Until Guardians, 100%. Until Guardians opens, till all this construction is done, the Moana walk, all this stuff. Epcot is 100% living off the festivals. That's why they're, for the most part, 365 with a week in between or so.
Right.
I would love to see. And I don't think there's a better fitting. I don't know that you could really pull one off. You can't pull one off at Magic Kingdom. It's way too crowded.
Correct.
Hollywood Studios, I just don't think it lends to it. Animal Kingdom needs something to let everyone know.
If this happens, we got to go find the person that doesn't know that. Can we talk to them? Because we did this episode on
February 6th,
2022.
Yeah, I think I
still
think
a lot of input from our Wonderland crew people.
Animal Kingdom still tends to be the least loved park a lot of times. It's very loved by locals.
I just heard say it's loved by locals.
Let's get it loved by everyone. Let's have people go, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm planning a trip. Now, here's the big question. When does this take place? It can't be year round, even though it should.
True.
Animal Kingdom is very, very hot, like all Disney parks during summer and such.
It is the hottest because the way it's supposedly built.
It's like a bowl.
It's like apparently. A bowl, apparently.
Do we know that for real? I want to get Mythbusters on that.
Okay.
Or Joe Rogan.
The way it's built, it's down. So, but it's great because, like, sometimes when it's cold, it's obviously a lot warmer. But
Fall. Yeah, I'm thinking this is a fall style.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of the fact.
And I'm talking, when we say fall, guys, please don't think September. September fall, is guys. Absolutely horrible and hot. So I would say anywhere
from November.
October. Yep. Ooh, Allison said thinking around Earth
That'd
Day.
That'd be April.
Which would be April. So, okay, Allison, with that saying, good
March,
job.
April. We could go March, April.
We could turn it into February, March, April.
Okay. Let's
Three
do
months.
February, March, April.
Because you got to give people time to go. Like I love, sometimes that's what I love about Epcot.
Let's end it April 22nd, Earth Day.
Okay.
You know why I know Earth Day is April 22nd, right?
Because it's our anniversary.
It's our wedding anniversary.
Rachel will need a spirit jersey. So what are we thinking?
Would you go, you know how they always have that little cut crease right around the chest line?
Yep.
Would you go with from top up there, all leopard print, or is that too much?
Ooh.
Leopard print, bottom could be any of those colors, a yellowish, a brownish, a tannish, something like that.
Kind of like that. What you thinking, Rach?
And then along the back is earth and fire.
Yeah.
Right? And again, all these dishes are going to have a nice component to it of that kind of fire type thing.
Wow. All right. Again, Anne, we're spending some money, but
Anne, I might hire Anne for a theme park shuffle.
Anne just said include VIP, no line ride for Navi or Flight of Passage.
Yeah, with this dessert party. They
if
do
we're
that
just
for
dreaming,
Frozen.
Heck
right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. This has been a blast.
So a dessert, and of course, Magic Bands.
Yes, Rachel,
we got you. dessert party, absolutely. Desserts from around
the world,
the countries, the globe. Absolutely. That'd be amazing. Some curry desserts.
The thing. Okay. I don't know. And we go back and this is why I want to learn. I know what Chinese food, Japanese food, you know, Indian, it's standard. And this is the overarching one. I want to know specifically what is Turkish food?
Oh, this is fun.
What is, Pakistani food?
I want this.
What is Lebanese food?
Festival.
Can
we send this to somebody? Can we send this episode to somebody that we could like?
I will send it direct to Josh.
Okay.
I'm going to burn this to a CD. Now, well, like I said, burn it to, I'd put it
like,
on a flash
and
drive.
Then hand it to people. Like,
and then if we see Josh in the park,
Josh,
I'll be like,
here.
Josh, listen, man. You take this. Also, my phone number's on it for when you're ready for that
Victoria and Albert's
dinner.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we can really hash this thing out. I'm being honest. I don't know why there isn't some sort of
not
more specialty.
About that. Can you really do that?
No.
Why? That would be.
I'll send it to my people. Using air quotes.
You have people?
But, I would like to think maybe I do. I don't. But this has been so fun. I would like. I'm going to be honest. I would like to do these.
This is fun.
Do we call this like?
Do y'all want to do this again?
Improv?
Huh.
This is improv in a sense. Let's go ahead and for Wonderland Crew.
Thank you.
What we will do is we will actually start doing at least one of these a month as a benefit to Wonderland Crew, and we will come up with an idea, a concept. Even if it doesn't have to just be this, it could be literally like. I don't know. It could still be one of our top fives or our whatevers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we'll just go ahead and do that. And we'll do one a month. That will be a new addition to Wonderland Crew. That's what will happen.
Anne wants a legit book a trip for this festival. Yeah.
Yay. Well, listen, thank you all so much for joining. We appreciate it so much. We appreciate not only our Wonderland crew members, but all of our listeners. Again, you know, you just listening supports the show.
Yep.
We're not saying you have to join Wonderland crew for us to do things. No, we appreciate every single listener, and you guys, all of you, are the reason that we continue to get to do what we do. We get to have fun like this.
This
was a
super
blast,
fun.
Rhonda.
Super fun.
I can't wait for the next one. We will 100% do this every month, but for now, we're going to close out this episode. Jossie just said, are we going to get a festival in all parks? That could be a future thing. Yes.
We could look at trying to do
that.
We think Magic Kingdom would be super hard.
But we could figure it out with pre-existing.
We can do it.
But
here, and then Hollywood Studios, it'd be...
You could pull off easier.
We could pull off easier.
What you could do at a Magic Kingdom is do more of, and Disney does this a lot, is specialty items. Like for Valentine's Day, right? Coming up.
But,
specialty items in pre-existing areas. But we'll talk about that later. And maybe one time we build this for Islands of Adventure. That would be a fun one, is build a festival for Islands of Adventure the way that Studio Side does
Steve
Mardi
said,
Gras
festival
and things
of the
like
parks.
That. Festival of the Parks.
I like
Let's
it.
Do it. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Truly appreciate it. If you could go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you'll get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as long as you're out there, we would love if you leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.